Nolte, Elizabeth Warren has a major spinelessness problem. By John Nolte on February 21, 2020. Failing Democrat presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren talks a good game. But when it comes to living up to her stated values, she refuses. Two recent examples offer a perfect look at the Indian princess's character. Or lack thereof, her convenient embrace of superpox and her willingness to support Mike Bloomberg. Even after she rules he's disqualified as President of the United States. Warren claims to oppose superpox, the political action committees that skirt the campaign finance limits placed on candidates by bundling together unlimited funds to support a candidate or cause, or oppose a candidate or cause. Because I'm a free speech extremist, I have no problem with superpox. But Warren would like to see them outlawed, even as she benefits from one called PersistPac. That has invested some $800,000 on her behalf. When asked if she will stand by her principles and denounce PersistPac, because she's an idiot, Warren refused. The first day I got in this race over a year ago, I said I hope every presidential candidate who comes in will agree no superpox for any of us. I renewed that call dozens of times, and I couldn't get a single Democrat to go along with me, Warren told the group of reporters Thursday. If all the candidates want to get rid of superpox, count me in. I'll lead the charge. But that's how it has to be. It can't be the case that a bunch of people keep them and only one or two don't, the fake Indian added. Warren's comments not only prove she's a hypocrite, but how stupid she is. How hard would it have been for her to say, "Of course I denounce this super PAC," knowing that her comments will do nothing to stop the super PAC from continuing to promote her. Here Warren has the rare political opportunity to have her cake and eat it too. But she's such a neurotic ninny, she chooses instead to not only make herself look like a hypocrite but a dumb hypocrite. And then there's this. Warren announced on Thursday that Mike Bloomberg is disqualified unless he agrees to release people from their non-disclosure agreements. This all harkens back to Warren's blistering of the tiny tyrant at Wednesday night's debate in Nevada. A number of women have sued Bloomberg over the years and now those women are contractually bound to keep quiet after signing the non-disclosure agreements that regularly come with cash settlements. For obvious reasons, Warren wants to hear from these women, hoping to capitalize on her objectively great debate moment. During a town hall appearance Thursday night, Warren exclaimed, "If he's not willing to remove those gags and let those women, and maybe those men, talk, then he is disqualified from being President of the United States." And then like the mewling little hysteric she is, Warren immediately contradicted herself. "I will support the Democratic nominee, even if it's Bloomberg." Oh. Okay. In her defense, maybe disqualified means something else in Cherokee, something like, say, not disqualified. She couldn't just leave it alone, could she? She couldn't just drop the mic at the debate and walk away. No. She had to scramble up her best ever moment on the campaign trail with another dreadful Elizabeth Warren-esque seizure of stupid that once again exposes her to ridicule and legitimate accusations of having no moral core, other than the pursuit of raw power. If Bloomberg wins the nomination and asks Warren to be his vice president, you know she'll grab onto that offer to save her from a fall. And then she'll tour the country explaining why her racist and sexist New York billionaire is so much better than that other one. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.